Hi, and welcome to Enchantment, a Dragon Age Let's Play podcast. I'm Manny.
And I'm Brandon.
And this is episode 20. We are no longer teenagers. We are adults, but we still can't drink or rent a car.
You know, Manny, I had a thought this week.
What?
Between recording last episode and this one. And we're always kind of on the search for things to say at the start, right? I realized it doesn't have to be about the episode number.
It
like
doesn't.
We always start every episode saying something about the episode number. And today, not today, this week, I was just thinking, like, we don't have to reference the number.
Brandon, it just gives me a challenge, okay?
Because it started as Star Wars.
Yes.
And then it became like, just like being sad that Star Wars is over.
And then it went to like a musical reference, Sound of Music reference.
Yeah. And then it went to just like
age.
Yeah, age at some point. And us being like, wow, I can't believe it's this number, like at every single episode.
But we can believe it's this number. We can.
I mean, we did all of it. But like I thought, like, we don't have to reference the number at the beginning of everything. But without it, I don't even know what I would say at the start of an episode.
Everything would just be silent. Just be like, welcome to Enchantment, start show.
Yeah, because like this is a podcast. This podcast is very, very targeted, right? Like we have a task that we came here to do and we're going to get it done. But we don't just, we can't. Like, there's no room for us to be like, it's episode 20, hi, how are you, what are you up to? You know what I mean? There's like, how do we even do that? And we record this so far in advance. Like, Smash Ultimate just came out. When they hear this, it's going to be like February. People will have stopped playing it.
People would have, like, people would have beaten Kingdom Hearts 3 at this point.
We will have beaten Kingdom Hearts 3 at this point.
Brandon. It's February, okay? Calm down. Oh, no one's going to beat, none of us are going to beat that quickly.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I have, like, I might take a day and just a weekend off for Kingdom Hearts 3. But remember, it took me 3 months to beat the first one because I took a break.
Oh, well, I'm not going to take any breaks.
Oh, no. If I get too agitated, I'll take a break.
I'll figure it out. I don't know. It was just an epiphany I had. So what did we do last time, Manny?
Last time we went to the elven camp, little area in the forest where the elves reside.
Mm-hmm.
We brought two elves together in a lovely relationship. That's probably fake.
What makes you think it's fake?
I mean, you know, does she really like him? Because if you really loved someone, Brandon, you wouldn't care about what their status is as a hunter. You would love him and accept him.
But that's kind of like, I think the idea is that we helped her realize that, right?
I mean, I feel like we persuaded her.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, we could have persuaded her to do much worse things.
Yes.
So at least we persuaded her to do something good instead of, say, sleep with us or something.
Yes, that's true. But we met with Zathrian as well.
He's the keeper, which is basically like the leader of the elves.
Yeah, just call it a leader. I don't know why you need to be with all this little...
Yeah, I think that actually happened the episode prior. Was when we first met Zathrian.
Really? I thought we met Zathrian last episode.
I believe it was episode 18, because he told us about Witherfang, and then we heard the story of the elves, and that's how episode 18 ended. And then 19,
we went to the forest.
We did some like side quest stuff, and then we entered the forest.
Oh, yes, we went to the forest, and we got a tree's nut, and we gave it back to him.
Looking for that nut.
We looked for that nut, we gave him that nut.
Yeah, oh.
That's gross.
It was an acorn. We saw the crazy man. Oh, sorry, that's a pejorative. We saw the hermit, and he was hoarding the acorn, which Zevran helped us steal from him.
I can't. Side note, everybody, is that every time I hear like the hermit, like someone saying the hermit, it reminds me of tarot cards because there is a card called the hermit.
Tarot card, like
T-A-R-O-T? T-A-R-O-T, yeah, those cards. It's like, this is the hermit. This means that you're going to be reclusive. You're going to be inside your home. You're going to think about your life, but it's going to be healthy. It's going to be great. Tarot cards are weird.
Yeah, okay. I think they're Dragon Age tarot cards, actually. But they might be for Inquisition, I think.
Oh, okay.
So you probably won't know.
No, I won't know.
Characters that are on them. Yes, so we gave the Great Oak his acorn back. And with that, he's going to allow us to pass through the fog.
He gave us like a branch, right?
Yeah, I think he gave us a branch, which allows us
to
do
that.
Do
we know where the branch came from?
I think it's a branch from him.
Did he cut a piece of himself?
Yeah, it's kind of like if you were to like pluck a hair off yourself and give it to someone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how like sometimes I like to do that.
Brandon, you've never done that, and if you did, I would have cloned you by now.
Just like Black Mirror. But now we leave off in the Brazilian forest, having just spoken to the Great Oak, and we can now pass through the fog that blocks our path. But first, we come across a little camp that's set up by the Great Oak.
Okay.
Back in it.
Welcome to Elves v. Werewolves, Dawn of Justice, Director's Cut.
Esteban's Cut.
We are,
So, we come across a campsite.
Yeah, it's like right by the Great Oak.
Yeah, right by the Great Oak. It's like, there's like a stream nearby, right? I think I saw a stream. There's like water, there's body of water.
It's probably a nice place to have a camp, actually.
So it's like one like main tent.
Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah, there's a little like bundle for you to sleep under the stars if you wanted, even though it's daytime.
But some little logs to sit on.
Yeah, and the fire's like, it seems, it's described because you can interact with the parts of the camp and you see like the fire was recently stoked, but it's soon to go out and the tent looks so comfy and whatnot. And as this progresses, the game indicates that we're feeling sleepier and sleepier, and our whole party just starts to feel very drowsy.
The elven hunters didn't make this camp, yet I don't feel very bloody concerned about that. I just want a nap of all
this. This is a demon thing, isn't it?
No, we can't sleep here. We need to go.
We're going back in the fade!
So this camp is having such an effect on us.
Yeah, we're very sleepy. It's just that beautiful of a camp.
It's. I mean, it is aesthetically pleasing. It's like the picture perfect camp. Like if you open like a, what's,
you're lying.
No, it is a picture perfect
camp. Look at it.
That looks fine to me. You would find
the tent
that
looks gross.
The tent. Okay, from the backside maybe, but from the front it looks fine. Okay, like this is. Like, if you were, like, back in the day, this is, like, freaking 5 stars. This is a 5-star damn camp.
That's how everyone else seems to think. I feel like I'm outnumbered 5-1 right now. Except maybe Shale, because she doesn't sleep.
True.
Shale would side with me.
Shale would side with you. It's just, you know, like, if you go to, like, an outdoor world, or do you know what outdoor world is?
Isn't that just the world?
No, it's stupid. It's like a store for like outdoorsy stuff.
Oh.
But it's called out. It's like found more in like Pennsylvania or going down south. That's why how I know that I'm in the south. If there's a freaking outdoor world.
That just like shows how much New Yorkers we are. Yeah. That's like when you go to Pennsylvania, you know, down south.
Down south. Or like Pennsylvania or down south.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like, I thought it was like a theme park, but it's not. It's just a store.
It sounds like a theme park,
it's
around
like,
camping.
It's like, outdoor world.
It's like you hike and fake like hiking ranges.
Yeah, but no, it's just trails. But like, they probably have like a brochure or like a freaking magazine. That
come
shows
check
this.
Out our tent in the Brazilian forest.
Exactly. That's what this is right now.
You may never want to get up.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So when you turn around to leave from this camp, because obviously there's something fishy going on, so we're just like, oh, we don't want to be here. When you turn around, you're automatically turned back around, and the narration is like, oh, you're compelled to turn back around. We're forced to kind of confront the situation. And Zevran's the biggest advocate to stay.
Now I have a question.
Yeah.
So, like, the words that are, like, going up, that's just, like, that's not like a voice telling us.
No, that's like a description.
Okay.
That's not, like D&D. Like,
is that like as you leave? Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, is that like a disembodied voice? Like, come back. It's like, no. As you're walking, like, get the fuck back over here, bitch. You like my camp. You like my tent.
No, see, there are captions that come to the top and it says, like, as you turn to leave, you find your steps growing laden. And that's not a person. That's just like describing the situation.
Yeah.
Even though that's probably not even needed. It could have just shown us turn around.
But yeah. It could have been like a, like you turn around and it'd be like creepy music, like, and like the facial expressions. But I mean, look at the animation of some of this game. I mean,
there's probably only so much Dragon Age
Origins is
going to do.
You probably can't like evoke like the little intricacies of someone, of a human emotion, of a human expression, of the cogs being in the brain.
No, yeah, we're not there yet. Not in Dragon Age Origins.
No.
So we turn around and we're forced to kind of give in.
You know, if it's not the same to you, why don't we sit down for a while? Strange as it sounds, I'd rather camp here before going back out into the forest.
Oh my
God!
What options are you giving in? Which one's best, though? We should use the camp, we need to sleep?
Unable to resist a strange siren call. We trudged back to the tent and quickly collapsed and drifted away. Except fucking Shale.
Shale doesn't sleep. Oh. Win? Why is Win awake?
Lo and behold, we do fall asleep and we give in. And for some reason, Win doesn't fall asleep. And a demon pops out and she has to fight him alone.
She took a 5-hour energy before coming here. She is not tired. And she's the oldest too. So yeah. You wonder why she's awake.
Maybe it's that spirit within her.
Yeah.
That's just like super hyper aware when there's demon activity going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
But what would even determine this?
I don't know. Like,
why Wynn?
So, like,
what if Wynn wasn't there?
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask. If Wynn wasn't there, let's say we brought Morgan with us. You know what? No, let's not say we brought Morgan with us. Let's say we brought
no mages.
Like, no mages. Let's say we brought, like, Leliana or Sten, of all people.
We've like, never had in our party, ever, if you realized.
Imagine, like, he's, like, really hyper-aware of everything. Like, all the things that we questioned. Like,
he's just super knowledgeable. He's just super knowledgeable. Super diplomatic and, like, gets us through everything unscathed.
Yeah, like, we get to, like, the elf place and he knows exactly what's going on.
He starts speaking elven with them.
Yeah.
And even Zevran's like, what?
And then, like, we get to, like, Arl Eamon and it's like, how do we heal him? And it's like, here you go. It's like, Sten, how long have you had those ashes? I went
take
there
these. It's like take cookies. They heal them.
These.
But yeah, I'm gonna find out. There's actually a lot that goes into who's awake and who's not. It's pretty surprisingly detailed. As per usual, I'm finding this information on the Dragon Age Wiki, mm-hmm. And there's like a score that you get depending on your interactions with the campsite. And if your player's resistance goes below a -6 score, then everyone falls asleep, and the character with the highest willpower remains awake. So Wynn has the highest willpower.
Oh, okay. So that's...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but, like, when you interact with the different items in the camp, because we interacted with a few of them just to see, like, what it looked like, and that lowers your score more and more, and depending on your responses to when your characters say stuff about the camp, that also influences your score. Mm-hmm. So we just ended up having such a low score that we were very susceptible, and Wynn was the highest willpower, so that's why she stayed awake.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? She did it all on her own. She's a badass.
She's a tough old lady. She's our Meryl Streep.
How long has that spirit lingered there, and how many has it preyed upon?
Oh, were those bones always there?
No.
Now that we've dealt with this demon camp, we move on to the rest of the forest, where, as we mentioned, we can now pass through the fog that acts as a barrier to traverse towards the werewolves' kind of hideout.
Thanks to the self-mutilation of a tree, of a sending tree.
Yeah, of course.
Like, take my fucking arm! It's like Groot.
Does Groot do that?
Groot does that in, spoiler alert. In Avengers Infinity War, Thor has to make a new axe or a new weapon, and they're looking for like a handle. And aww. Groot cuts his arm off as a handle. He grows it back.
Oh, good.
Yeah, by the time they make it to Earth, it's back.
Wow, so the Grand Oak is just like Groot.
Yes.
Or Groot is just like the Grand Oak.
Yes.
Yeah. We make it through the fog, and as soon as we get to the other side, we thought we would have to travel a little bit more to finally make it to the werewolves, but we just walk right through, and there's our favorite werewolf, Swift Runner, just standing there.
Bitch.
Oh, hi. You're right here.
Hi, friend.
The forest has not been vigilant enough. Still you come. The Dalish chose well, but you do not belong here, outsider. Leave this place.
I'm not going anywhere without Witherfang's
help. Oh, damn. Why don't you let me try to settle this dispute?
You are sent by the treacherous Dalish to kill Witherfang. I will not stand by and allow that to happen.
Why do you call the Dalish treacherous? You attacked them.
Yeah, why the treacherous?
And they deserve no less. You are an intruder in our home. You come to kill, as all your kind do. We have learned this lesson well. Here, Witherfang protects us. Here we learn our names and our beloved. We will defend Witherfang and this place with our lives.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Be careful now.
Uh-oh. Oh, yay. Oh.
Is that Witherfang?
Is that Witherfang? Maybe the thing's just a regular wolf, maybe?
Swift Runner kind of yells at us.
He's really not much of a conversationalist.
No, for a talking werewolf.
I know.
I mean, you'd think that you it takes so much effort to talk after being turned into a beast. You'd think he'd use it to his advantage. But no, he's basically saying we're not welcome here. We should turn back. The Dalish don't deserve mercy and all that. And we're like, well, why do you hate the Dalish so much? But he won't answer. He just fights us. And Witherfang, a beautiful white wolf.
Beautiful, like the majestic.
Yeah.
Lovely.
He jumps in and runs away with them. So we follow them down where they ran away. And what do we come across, Manny?
We come across a temple.
Yeah.
Of sorts. It's grand. It's kind of like a ruins more than...
Yeah.
I mean, a temple could be ruins.
It was a temple.
It was a temple. I mean, a temple can be ruins.
Yeah.
But, you know, ruins, temple, nonetheless. Very beautiful, very pretty. We decide to go inside.
Natural. Yeah. Well, first when we get there... There are some werewolves outside, and they're like, we have an intruder.
Oh, yeah.
We must protect the lady. So whoever this lady is, we don't know.
We are invaded. Intruders have deceived their way into the forest's heart. Fall back to the ruins. Protect the lady.
Oh, it's a lady. Gone
to the ruins.
Ooh.
Ooh. Going to the ruins, we're gonna kill Witherfang.
Wow, wow, wow. That's what Witherfang sounds like.
Unless they're nice and the elves are battle along.
That would be a twist. M. Night Shyamalan. All right.
What a pretty ruins.
Oh my god, what's there in the middle? Who's fighting? Where are you guys? Oh, stop, stop.
As you might imagine, we're attacked by werewolves in these temple ruins.
For Christ's sake, I've just had enough of going into temples and being attacked by things.
In temples ever in this game.
But like, why can't it be a place of peace? It's a fucking temple. It's supposed to be a place of prayer, Brandon.
I mean, think of the temples we visited. We visited the temple with the sacred ashes. Is that the only temple we've seen?
No, I feel like we've seen others.
Ostagar wasn't a temple.
No, it was just a bad place.
Well, with the Temple of Sacred Ashes, it was infested with cultists, but then we eradicated them.
Yeah.
So maybe this one we can also eradicate.
And it could also become a tourist trap.
Yeah, so like every temple we go to, we can just kind of like get all the bad things out and
then open a gift shop.
Just like with the Temple of Sacred Ashes.
It could be like a ride in this one where after we get rid of werewolves, like it could become like a little animatronic, like the history.
It's like an animatronic Witherfang.
Yeah. It could be like if you ever go to Hershey Park, there's a ride in a place called Chocolate World.
Okay.
Where it takes you through like the Hershey factory and it's like, how do we make chocolate?
So what would they be making in this version?
It's just like history. It's probably like a Carousel of Progress kind of bullshit. Or it's like, how do we become dragons? And it's like werewolves.
Werewolves.
And it's like three like werewolves rocking back and forth to like a jazz song. And it's like, here's the history. And you'll find out the history later.
Yeah, I mean, judging the trend of how we've dealt with temples in the past, that's probably the most likely thing to happen.
Yeah.
But the temple is kind of worn down, but it's very green in places.
I would say this is probably the most aesthetically pleasing of all the areas in Dragon Age that we've been to.
Yeah, which is
it's not
a great compliment.
I mean, it's because like Ferelden is just it's just so brown.
Yeah.
It's just so dilapidated and
like ruined.
And ruined and
broken down.
Just gross. And I'm the kind of person into an area that's filled with not like flowers, but at least some
just
like
color.
Color.
Yeah.
It just feels so drab and like
no. This still is brown.
No wonder why like red is like the most prominent, like the most like the color that sticks out the most, because it's probably the brightest color in this entire damn game. And it makes a statement basically.
On what? On our armor?
On our armor. And it's like, I've had enough of these drab colors. I want something that's lively and full of like
Yeah. So this is at least a step in that direction?
Yeah, it's a step. There's greenery. There's some moss on the walls.
Right, it's something.
There's sunlight coming through.
That's true.
Which is very beautiful. Broken down. It's either usually when we're in a place, it's a really cloudy day or it's nighttime. And like, I would say the nighttime, like second to this place, like our camp at night is pretty.
Oh, yeah, that's probably prettier.
It's very pretty. Redcliffe is a piece of crap place. and Denerim is just
it's the big city, but it's not.
It's
like, it's just a bunch of buildings.
It's a bunch of buildings. And like, I don't want to compare it to New York City, because I know people have like a saying, like, oh, New York City looks like a dump sometimes in some places. But there are places in New York City that are very pretty.
Yeah, Denerim doesn't have a Central Park.
It doesn't have a Central Park. And like, there's buildings in New York City that are very aesthetically pleasing. Like,
yeah,
any brownstone or any like beautiful like old like brick building is pretty nice. But Denerim is just like gray brick and just probably just shit all over the ground and like piss.
Yeah, Soldier's Peak was kind of nice because it had the snow.
It had the snow.
We were inside for most of it anyway.
It reminds me of that fucking place in Game of Thrones where the Starks come from. The name is escaping me, but that's,
I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't watch Game of Thrones, but I know what
it's
you're talking
it's about. It's like medieval North Pole.
Perfect.
There's ghosts. There's probably presents there.
There are also white wolves in that.
There are also white. Oh, just like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There are white wolves in Game of Thrones, and here we were chasing after a white wolf, chasing after Witherfang.
Yeah.
But anyway, those are the ruins, and pretty much as soon as we enter, we have to go down to the lower depths. But there's no werewolves there. Instead, there's spiders. And there's skeletons that attack you. So we're fighting spiders, we're looting bodies, and we accidentally get into a conversation with Wynn that's very unprompted.
You're quite taken with each other, aren't you?
What?
He's talking about you and Zevran.
You know about Zevran, me?
I almost wish I didn't. Half of us aren't getting any sleep, the way you two carry on all night.
Yo, Zevran and I have been fucking this entire time?
This
so what were you trying to say about us?
I've noticed your blossoming relationship, and I wanted to ask you where you thought it was going. It seems he only ever has one thing on his mind. I question the wisdom of a Grey Warden being involved in such an affair.
We're just taking it one day at a time.
You are a Grey Warden. You have responsibilities which supersede your personal desires.
Whoa, can you just shut up about responsibility for a second?
Yikes.
God damn.
I'm human being with emotions.
Love is ultimately selfish.
Whoa.
It demands that one be devoted to a single person who may fully occupy one's mind and heart to the exclusion of all else. A Grey Warden cannot afford to be selfish. You may be forced to make a choice between saving your love and saving everyone else. And then what would you do?
I don't want to have to make that choice.
Nothing is certain. Not in these times. You cannot take anything for granted. I want you to be aware of this.
Zephyr and I can
handle whatever comes our way.
If you insist, I have given my advice. Do with it what you will.
Where is Zephyr?
That was random. Yeah, I talked to Zephyr too in the middle of the spider corpses.
I want to discuss something personal.
Again?
We're in the middle of...
We'll talk at the camp.
What a random conversation, huh?
I mean, okay. Like, yes, we are in the middle. We are in the middle of, like, this... ruin where there's giant spiders attack.
We're literally standing on top of the bodies of dead spiders as we have this conversation.
And then she's like, I've been noticing something. I've been noticing you and Zevran, and you've been fucking way too loud. So if you could just keep it down a little bit.
I mean, they weren't even making noise in the cutscene we saw.
Do you think
to be fair, they were out in the open.
Excuse me, Brandon. You have to understand that every time Zevran and Stevan have sex, there is that orchestral music that plays. That's not... That's
in universe.
That's in universe. That is happening. That's literally like they're like, let me turn on the radio.
It's just Morgan in the corner with the world's smallest violin going, and like, Liliana singing,
and then Wynn is just like in her tent, like,
oh my god,
again. It's like, can you two just find another place, please?
In Morgan's fire of all places, Morgan's I can't fire. Get over that. Wynn does have a bit of a point. I mean, she's saying, you're a great warden. Your duty is to protect Ferelden. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be getting caught up in these worldly desires like love and romance.
Yeah, it reminds me of, you know, that's kind of like a trope between like fantasy, mm-hmm. Like warriors, like don't fall in love.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to fall in love because if you fall in love, you're probably going to want to protect the person you love over.
And you won't be thinking about the greater good.
You won't be thinking about the greater good.
Yeah.
It's like Jedi and Star Wars are not allowed to marry.
Oh.
But one does get married.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a secret marriage, and that's Darth Vader.
The closest, not the closest, but the first thing that comes to my head is Avatar Last Airbender.
They're not allowed to have...
No, they are.
Yeah.
But Aang was having trouble getting to the Avatar state. And he was told by a guru that he had to let go of his worldly desires in order to be able to achieve the Avatar state. And one of those things was like letting go of his romantic feelings toward Katara.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just romance gets in the way.
It just always gets in the
way. Romance and love. Even it doesn't have to be romance.
Normally media is like, love is the most beautiful, strengthening
thing. There is one I want to talk about very quickly.
Yeah.
Like a romance. Well, it kind of fits in this. It's not really romance. It's more like just, you know, family or just like love in general.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Spoiler alert, everyone from here on.
For what?
Spider-Man.
Which one?
The newest game.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, recent spoilers.
Recent spoilers. So in the new game.
Is this important?
It's kind of important. It happens at the end.
Because if this is going to be really bad spoilers, then it might just get cut out anyway.
It's true. I think I told you this, but at the end, I cried.
Manny.
What?
There's no way this can go in the podcast.
No, it can't. There's no way. But there you go. For you, Brandon.
Thank you. So there's reason to believe that romance or just love, I guess, in general.
Is terrible.
Can. Not terrible.
It's terrible. It's not terrible. It's just it gets in the way.
It can help you. It can help get in the way of doing what you need to do for the greater good.
Yes.
Which I guess is Wynn's concern.
Yes.
So I appreciate that. But Manny, at least back then, you weren't so appreciative.
I don't know why this bitch came out of nowhere saying, oh, you can't be with everyone. I can be with whoever I want. What the hell was that? What was that? Something's alive. It's gonna be another spider, isn't it? A snake. A spider snake. That. What is happening?
Oh.
Oh shit, it's a dragon.
It's a tiny dragon.
Yes, that rumbling that was randomly occurring turns out to be a dragon?
It is a dragon. You know what would have made that better?
What?
If the controller rumbled.
Oh, did it?
It didn't. It did not rumble.
Oh, do you remember? I don't even remember this happening.
Yeah, it did not. It did not rumble at the time. But it was so weird because, like, in my mindset right now, I'm kind of just shook by what Wynn was telling me. Like, oh, I don't approve of your TM relationship. And it's like, oh, excuse me. Excuse me. One, I literally brought you here, like, probably a couple days ago. So you don't have the authority to judge me.
I mean, Zevran's newer than her.
Zevran is newer than her.
I'm guessing it would have been a while. Because it's not quick to travel all the way around for Elden.
True.
So she's probably had her time.
She's probably been with us for like 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
Zevran's probably been there for a month.
Maybe, yeah.
A month, so, you know, because we're still in that little block. Even though, to be honest, I don't like the relationship between me and Zevran. So, like,
you're just angry out of principle?
I'm angry out of principle.
Well, at the time, you were
I was into it. I was like, okay. Because I thought there was going to be more that, you know, that it could blossom into a much more deeper relationship. But it's just... It's just purely on sex, and I don't like that. I was looking for more emotion. This is why I liked Alistair, the Alistair Stevan.
I feel like we say this every time.
We say this every episode. But other than that, yeah.
It's a dragon.
It's a
dragon. For some reason, why is there a dragon down here?
This is his house.
There just happens to be a dragon in this temple. And the werewolves, I guess, don't interact with it at all.
It's his house.
The whole reason we're doing this whole roundabout way to get to the werewolves is because there's a door that leads straight to their lair. But it's blocked off from the inside, so we have to go around the whole temple to find another way in. And I guess there's just a dragon's lair in the middle of it.
It is like the most video gamey thing in this, almost in the same time. It's that, oh, there's a door that leads to like the end boss,
but it's
blocked, so we have to go all the way around. Yeah. It's so it pisses me off.
Yeah, especially since the werewolves have been so confrontational.
Yeah,
and now they're just like running away and like locking the doors.
It's like so Super Mario 64.
It makes us feel very like predatory. That they're like running away from us, and we're like, oh, we'll find our way.
It's like, I'll fucking get to you.
Yeah.
Do you think these dolls could stop me?
You know what it's like?
What?
It's like we're the big bad wolf. But they're wolves. They're but it's wolves. Like we're the big bad wolf.
This is their house of bricks.
And they're the pigs.
This is their house of bricks. And it's taken it's very complicated to get through it.
Yeah, because they're just trying to hide and we're just like predatorily coming out.
Yeah, like when we eventually find them, we're just gonna like barge in, like, who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Not me, motherfucker. And just start throwing shit.
When I was in like middle school, I picked up a book called Big Bad Wolf, thinking it was about like fantasy stuff, and it was about like a detective. That's so unrelated, but I just remembered that right now.
Don't worry, that happens a lot to people. When I was in college, I had to read a poem called The King of Ice Cream. And I was excited. I was like, oh my god, it's gonna be about sweets. It's gonna be like a Candyland poem.
Yeah.
And it was about a funeral.
Oh no.
Like, I was like, wow, this is such a downer. That was a lot of my like English class it was about downers.
A lot of literature is just a downer.
Yeah.
So we do have to face this dragon, and we eventually fight our way through the temple, through all the ruins, and make our way finally to where the werewolves are.
Let's go through it. Werewolves! Ah, you are. You know what? I'm so happy to see you.
Seriously.
I am so happy.
Oh,
okay,
shit.
Okay. Calm the fuck down.
They're so aggressive with their affection.
Oh, shit.
There's so many of them.
There are
so many. Holy crap. Oh my god!
I am still on the ground. Fucking ground.
You're still
on the ground. I am on the fucking
ground. Oh my god! They're taking turns on you.
Holy shit. Okay.
Oh my god.
Now, I'm not happy to see any of you. None of you at all. So after, you know, encountering countless amounts of spiders and demonic skeletons.
Yeah.
We finally encounter some werewolves, and my god, do they not.
They're just so happy to see us.
Brandon, my god, they do not want us to live.
Yeah, they do this move, which our dog can also do, Savage, where you like jump on the enemy and they're on the ground and just like slashing them and biting them, and they basically take turns doing that to us, and we have no opportunity to stand for like a full minute of this happening.
It's like, why don't they do this more often?
It's really effective.
Yeah, very, because I'm just like, oh my god, stop!
The only reason we survived is because Wynn is constantly healing us during this whole thing.
Yeah, she's like, oh my god, okay.
Raising her staff up and down.
It's like, wait, why don't you just stab one of them? Christ!
But we do beat them, and we continue on, finally seeing werewolves among the enemies, and we do make our way to someone who's named the Gatekeeper, because he's standing outside the central lair that's supposedly holding Witherfang.
I thought we were good. Oh, hello. You got talk only. Okay.
Hello.
We do not wish any more of our people hurt. I ask you this now, outsider. Are you willing to parley?
Yes, I tried to do that from the beginning.
We are talking right now, aren't we? So talk.
Damn. Just say, who are you, I guess?
Who
That's like
you?
The most...
I am merely another of the cursed who guards the entrance to our sanctum. I have been sent to parley.
We're talking right now, aren't we? So talk? I feel like it's the only one that...
Yeah. Not with me.
Sorry, I have ice in my mouth again.
It's okay.
Great for podcasts. Everything. I'm gonna need to later on. I'll be like, there.
She
I said,
no harm.
We're going to need to parley with this gentleman.
She's an honest one.
Is your lady Witherfang?
She is not Witherfang, but she can tell you of Witherfang if you ask. But first, you must agree to parley.
Yes.
It wishes to speak to these creatures. What is the point? We've slaughtered our way this far. What's a bit further?
Follow me. But I warn you, if you break your promise and harm her, I will come back from the Fade itself to see you pay.
What's funny to me is that the Gatekeeper is so insistent, like, we want to parley. I was sent out here to parley with you before I let you in. But we've been trying to talk to them this whole time, and they always don't want to talk.
I think it's just now that they have no other choice.
Like, I feel so bad. I feel like we're pushing them in a corner to force them to surrender or something.
It's like, hey, we want to talk.
We're like forcing them into submission. They're like, fine, we'll let you in if you promise to be peaceful. Listen. Like, are we? It's not like we're just rampaging them and killing them indiscriminately.
Yeah, it's like we've been trying to talk to them. We've been trying to be like, listen, we just want to fix this damn situation.
Yeah,
like, why are they being so hesitant to talk to us? If we're trying, we're not.
It's like they're gaslighting us to try to make us feel like the bad guy.
Like, oh my God, it's ridiculous. Like, I just want to help.
Yeah,
there are people who are cursed. We killed Danila.
Oh,
that's the only.
It's very sad.
Yeah,
that's really the only werewolf we killed
that we
like spoke to.
Yeah, a bit,
that didn't like outwardly attack us, and that's because she asked us to.
Yeah,
but anyway, they let us into the lair. We accompany the gatekeeper inside, and the lair, it's very like green and naturey. It's kind of like. I don't know what the structure of this temple was, but it just has, like, a very convenient... Maybe it's, like, the Great Hall or something.
It's very, you know, actually, what it reminds me of?
What?
It reminds me of the room that you fight Maleficent in Kingdom Hearts 1. But just...
That's pretty fair, because there are thorns everywhere.
But it's just greener. It's just because it has, like, that circular...
Yeah.
Like, look, and then there's, like, all... Is the roof off?
I don't think
so. Is there a roof?
I'm pretty sure there's a roof. Okay. In Kingdom Hearts.
In Kingdom...
But I think in this, there's just, like, kind of, like, parts of the roof missing, so yeah. Sunlight comes down from it. I think that's the case here. Mm. Yeah, it's very, like, nature-y, and we walk up to Swift Runner, who's the werewolf that we first spoke to, and there's a woman accompanying him, a very Poison Ivy-like woman.
Yeah, like, just think of Poison Ivy, in Arkham Asylum.
Played by Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to help all of you. Because if I kill Witherfang, do all the werewolves become normal people again?
Is that what he said? I think he said that.
Oh. Oh, then never mind.
I don't know if that would end the curse. I think they just said it would, like, stop the werewolves from...
Okay! Speak!
Okay, I'm here already. Oh, hello.
Tits.
This is where our friend walks out, and she looks exactly how you'd imagine a nature spirit to look in this video game.
So she's like a hue of green.
Yeah, she's green skinned. She has vines that are just like part of her skin.
Yeah, and they're all kind of like coming out of, you know, the genitalia region.
Yeah, they look like they're sprouting from her crotch. It's like her crotch is covered.
She's like Mother... Imagine this is what Mother Nature looks like.
I don't like that.
Like, I was hoping Mother Nature would be just like, you know, a woman in a toga with beautiful long hair, probably flowers in it, and be like, I created nature, not this... Look at the vine sprouting out of my crotch.
Yeah, and she... huge boobs, obviously. No bra, obviously. She's not wearing any clothes. But unlike the Desire Demon, where her nipples were covered by clamps, she just doesn't have them. Because, I guess, because she's a tree. So I she's mean, not actually, breastfeeding anyone.
If you really think about it, do you think the nipples are being covered? Because she has long black hair. Do you think her hair is covering the nipples?
I don't think so. The hairs go down to, like, nipple length. And they do... Like, both sides of her hair do fall down to stretch. So maybe they are covering her nipples.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Now that I'm looking... Oh, my God.
You know what covers nipples?
What?
Shirts and bras and any number of appropriate clothing items. But no, this game likes to cover them with twine and clamps.
You could literally
and now just hair.
You could just get, like, a hat and just put one on one boob and one on the other.
I mean, her boobs look like they're bigger than my head, so I'm sure a hat would fit on them.
Yeah.
Also, her butt's just exposed.
Yeah, it's like, there's no covering it.
No.
There's, like, an ass.
And she's literally
like
wearing nothing. There's some vines on it.
Yeah, there's, like, a vine going in it.
It, like, cups it and then goes in it.
Yeah.
It's so weird. But she walks out, and she seems to be... The one person or spirit or whatever you want to call her that can calm the wolves. They all seem to bow to her, and she just has a very calming presence once you get past her appearance.
I would
I bid you welcome, mortal.
That was the name
I
of my short
Lady
film.
Lady of the Forest.
Lady of the Forest?
Yes,
really? You seem like Lady of the Ruin to me.
Bitch. Thank you. I'm glad we can have this chance to talk.
Do not listen to him, lady. He will betray
Shut
you.
Shut up!
We must attack him now.
Hush, Swift Runner. Your urge for battle has only seen the death of the very ones you've been trying to save.
Anything but that.
And the time has come to speak with this outsider, to set our rage aside. I apologize on Swiftrunner's behalf. He struggles with his nature.
You lead the werewolves, do you?
Rabid dogs usually need to be put down.
Aww.
You lead the werewolves, do you?
Those whom I have helped are very grateful for what I have done for them. I offer them guidance, but I do not command them. There are things that Zathrian has not told you.
Is that so? Such as?
It was Zathrian who created the curse that these creatures suffer. The same curse that Zathrian's own people now suffer.
The Lady of the Forest formally introduces herself very nicely, very kindly. She has a very soothing voice.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells us about the history of the curse, more of the true history. Zathrian never said how it came about. He just kind of said, this curse is affecting our people. We got to stop it from spreading and all that.
How do you think, like, do you think anyone questioned him?
They're just like, oh, there are werewolves here. Like, they don't yeah. I guess, care how.
Yeah.
They're just like, they just figure they're werewolves here.
For some reason, I'm just imagining it's like, the curse is affecting us, but how? And he just stares at them and just goes, anyone else?
He just burns them?
Yeah.
Well, we find out that centuries ago, Zathrian's a pretty old guy. He had a daughter and a son, and his son and his daughter were both captured by a human tribe. And so his son was killed, and his daughter was raped and left for dead. And then when they found the daughter, she was pregnant with the human's child, and she killed herself. So in order to get revenge on the humans that did this, Zathrian took a terrible spirit, as they describe, and put it into a wolf, thus beginning the werewolf curse. And the werewolf that was imbued with the spirit attacked the human tribe and turned them into werewolves. And that was his revenge on them, essentially. So now this curse has been going on for hundreds of years, and at this point the werewolves are trying to seek their own revenge by attacking the elves, which is why it's now spreading to elves. And the Lady of the Forest is kind of trying to be the voice of reason to these werewolves, trying to say, advocate for having Zathrian break the curse. But Zathrian totally refuses. And so the werewolves have kind of lost hope that Zathrian would ever break the curse. So this is what we find out. And with all this knowledge, she now has a request for us to help mend things with Zathrian, or do something to help him mend the curse.
Please, mortal, you must go to him. Bring him here. If he sees these creatures, hears their plight, surely he will agree to end the curse.
Whoa, I have another plan. Kill the elves, kill Zathrian.
Why would Zathrian need to come?
If Zathrian comes, I shall summon Witherfang. I possess that power. I also have the power to ensure Witherfang is never found.
Oh.
Tell Zathrian this. If he does not come, if he does not break the curse, he will never find Witherfang, and he will never cure his people.
Very well, I'll go get Zathrian and tell him this.
You're gonna go to Zathrian and tell him this?
Yes.
Yeah, seems like
And we shall await your return.
Everyone's happy, right?
Yeah.
We agree to go back to the Dalish camp to get Zathrian and try to reason with him to agree to end the curse for all werewolves and not just heal his own clan.
But luckily, we don't have to travel that far because we run into someone leaving the temple.
Yeah, we start to leave, we walk out, and there's an elven man at the lobby, I guess you could call it.
The future lobby to our... It's going to be right in the beginning, right before the gift shop.
Yeah, it will be the lobby. But he's just standing there. He just found us here, I guess.
Where the the fuck are you?
He's here?
Whoa!
Ah, and here you are already.
What are you doing here?
You have carved a safe path through the forest. Safe enough for me to follow, anyhow.
I don't like this one. Can we not simply crush its head?
I told you the elves would end up being a villain. What would
happen once you wow.
And I didn't even remember that from the first time I played.
You mean you wanted to make sure I got the heart?
We need to talk, you and I.
Yes, yes, there will be plenty of time for that. Did you acquire the heart?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I'd rather talk about our deal. No, I didn't.
You didn't. May I ask then, why are you leaving the ruin?
So you knew about this ruin. Why didn't you tell me?
You didn't say that she actually is Witherfang?
I thought as much. We did ask and we did think that.
She is the powerful spirit of this ancient forest that I summoned long ago and bound in the body of the wolf. Her nature is that of the forest itself. Beautiful and terrible, serene and savage, maiden and beast. She is the lady and Witherfang both, two sides of a single being.
Oh my god.
The curse
still could have told me that.
Those she afflicted with it mirrored her own nature, becoming savage beast as well as human.
But the werewolves have regained their minds.
I find that difficult to believe. They attacked my clan, and they were the same savages then that they have ever been. They deserve to be wiped out and not defended. Let us go and speak to the spirit, and I will force her into Witherfang's form. He may then be slain and the heart taken.
Won't you at least consider talking to them?
Why? You claim they have regained their minds, but they are still savage beasts. Their nature is unchanged. All they want is revenge, or a release that I will not give them. No, let us take the heart and end it. Witherfang's heart will cure the hunters, but it does not end the curse. The curse is more powerful than that.
Yeah, see, it'll only cure the hunters, but it's not gonna break the curse.
Break the fucking curse!
Deserve their existence. I will do nothing to help them. Ever.
Zathurin, he's pretty clear in what he wants.
Yeah, he's not bullshitting around. He's like, listen. Like, he sounds like someone who wants to cover up some shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, listen, no. I don't want to help you. Yeah. I just want my shit. I want to do it the way I want to do it. I'm not listening to you. I don't want to compromise. I just want to finish this.
And he's so stern. He's like, do you have the heart? We're like, no. And then he goes, so why are you leaving? Like, okay, calm down. God. We're doing you a favor.
I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah. So he's very fishy at this point. He just shows up to the ruins. Apparently he knew it existed, but he didn't tell us, like, oh, you can find Witherfang in the ruins. Mm-hmm. He just says, go find Witherfang. And then he comes after us. He's like, oh yeah, I followed you here. You kind of cleared the path. Crazy man.
He's ridiculous. I've had enough of him. It's just he's too much.
Yeah, this is the clear indication that he's not a great dude.
Yeah.
As if that story wasn't indication enough. I mean, you feel sympathetic for him. He's trying to get revenge for something that they did horrible to his family. Mm-hmm. But then he shows up and he's just so, like, rude and mean to us. And we're saying, come on, come down with us. You know, we'll try to make things peaceful. We can end the curse. It'll be great. But he says, no, they're beasts. No matter what they tell you, they're not good people. You know, things like that.
They're just awful people.
They're just awful. And so the only way we get him to agree to come with us is if we say, if you come down and they attack you, then I'll protect you. But only if they start it.
That's a good good deal, because it's like we're not on no one's side. We're not choosing sides.
Yeah.
We're like, I want to hear both of you speak and figure this out.
Right, yeah. We're just mediating. And we're there to help prevent any injuries on any side. If he attacks first, then we'll protect them. If they attack, just trying to keep things civil. And so he does agree reluctantly, and we lead him back down to their lair so we can have a nice chat.
So here you are, spirit.
She is the lady of the forest. You will address her properly.
Oh shit.
I just want to highlight that when Swiftrunner is
like, okay, so basically we come downstairs, we introduce Zathurin, like, oh, this is Zathurin, here are all the werewolves, and then this Swift Runner is just pissed.
Yeah,
he goes like, you, and then like he lunges towards the camera, but the camera swivels towards like Zathurin and us, and then he's just like standing there, like right in front of,
like, right above Zathurin, looking down on him.
And he's like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh my god,
yeah.
No, I was about to say, like, this is probably, like, the most, like, the second most cinematic scene that we've seen in this game.
This is very cinematic, and it's also very aggressive, and this is right after we say, like, we want there to be peace, but we're like, okay, if you come down and they attack you, then we'll help you. And then the first thing that happens when we come down is a werewolf runs into him at his face, like, he's gonna attack him. I'm like, god damn it.
It's like, this just had to be this day.
Yeah, like, Swift Runner can't be cool for, like, 5 minutes while we work this out.
You've taken a name, spirit, and you've given names to your pets, these beasts who follow you.
It was they who gave me a name, Zathriel. And the names they take are their own. They follow me because I help them to find who they are.
Who they are has not changed from whom their ancestors were. Wild savages, worthless dogs. Their twisted shape only mirrors their monstrous hearts.
She will not help us, lady. It is as I warned you. He is not here to talk.
No, I am here to talk, though I see little point in it. We all know where this will lead. Your nature compels it, as does mine.
It does not have to be that way. There is room in your heart for compassion, Zathrian. Surely your retribution is spent.
My retribution is eternal, spirit. As is my pain. This is justice, no more.
Are you certain your pain is the only reason you will not end this curse? Have you told the mortal how it was created?
He said he summoned you and bound you to a wolf.
And so he did. Witherfang and I are bound as one being. But such powerful magic could not be accomplished without Zathrian's own blood.
Your blood.
Your people believe you have rediscovered the immortality of their ancestors, Zathrian, but that is not true. So long as the curse exists, so do you.
So, my gasp, after learning this information that the curse is tied with Zathrian.
Yeah.
And I felt like I'm watching a saucy telenovela, a saucy fantasy telenovela. You think? Aren't many
fantasy telenovelas?
No, besides Maria la del Barrio, because we know that ain't real freaking Mexico.
yeah. It turns out, Zathrian, as we mentioned, was centuries old, and the people in his clan just thought he was so close to their elven culture that he maintained the ability to not age. But that's bullshit.
It's a lie.
It's a lie. He was actually used blood magic to tie the spirit to the wolf to create Witherfang. And because it's being powered by Zathrian's blood, he's also using it to keep himself young.
Yeah.
So part of his reluctance to not ending the curse is because if he were to end it, he would die. And Zathrian already hates these guys. He wouldn't even end the curse even if that didn't factor into things.
Yeah. I mean, now, like, going through this entire, like, experience with blood mages, mm-hmm. I kind of feel bad that I was angry at Alistair when we were in Redcliff and I was like, oh, he's being prejudiced against, like, blood mages, like, blah 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 blah,
back in episode 9.
You know what, he was right. He was right, because, like, that was pre Circle Tower, pre
this is already
pre the Fade.
Yeah, wow. When you think about it, Redcliff, the Circle Tower, and now this Elves v. Werewolves situation all involved blood magic.
And my God, I've had enough of it. It's like, you know what? I understand why he was so angry. I think I was just so ill-experienced with blood mages that, like, I thought, oh, there's just, like, a separate, like, you know, sect. We can't be, you know, prejudiced. This is the belief system. But no, they're just assholes.
The world hardened you.
Yeah.
Into seeing that not everything's black and white.
No, everything's more.
Prejudice isn't good, but Alistair had his reasons to be skeptical, because it's a choice.
Yeah.
It's not like
I'm born as a blood mage. No.
No. They're making these actions to do these taboo, forbidden magics, causing pain to other people, and now Zathrian's life isn't something he wants to give up for these people that he considers beasts. Meanwhile, that was centuries ago. These werewolves we're seeing probably aren't even the same ones that were the ones that did this to his children.
Yeah.
They probably were just born out of the other ones through the years.
Oh my God, that's weird. It's weird to think about.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Right? Yeah. I don't think these are the same ones.
I was going to ask you this later, actually. So we'll go back to this.
Sure.
After, you know, we go through other stuff.
Okay.
No, that is not how it is.
So Zathrian's death ends the curse.
Oh God, everyone wants to kill each other now.
Just how far will you go for revenge, Zathrian?
No.
Oh.
The curse has a life of its own, though Zathrian's life depends on it.
Oh.
His death plays a part in its ending.
The curse keeps him alive?
Then we kill him! We tear him apart now!
For all your powers of speech, you are beasts still. What would you gain from killing me? Only I know how the ritual ends, and I will never do it.
Ha! You see? We must kill them all!
See? They turn on you as quickly. Do what you have come here to do, Grey Warden, or get out of my way.
Oh, God, I don't know what to do.
You'll end the curse if I have to force you myself, or I don't care, Zathrian, I won't help you do this. I don't want to kill werewolves.
But if we kill Zathrian, I feel like all the elves are going to hate us.
I don't want to kill Zathrian either. There's probably a way to get him to end the curse.
I won't help you do this.
Then you die.
Oh, no.
All of you will suffer as you deserve.
Oh, no. Are we gonna fight him?
Are the werewolves at least on our side?
Probably.
We must not exhaust our supplies.
Oh, God.
We engage in battle because we refuse to stand for Zathrian wanting to kill the werewolves and kill Witherfang. So he says, you know what? Fine. You're just gonna die with them. And he goes whoosh and tries.
Whoosh, I'm angry.
Yeah, and he summons a bunch of crazy trees to attack us along with himself. Again, a huge fight, but thankfully we don't kill him. Because if we kill him, then he can't break the curse.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of like putting his own life in danger for the sake of trying to kill us and not kill himself. I don't know where I was going with that. He doesn't want to kill himself, so he's fighting for his life. I feel like that's more reasonable now that I say it out loud.
Yeah.
But we managed to subdue him, and we don't actually kill him, so there's still hope.
Finish it. Kill him now.
Oh, somebody please kill somebody.
No, Swiftrunner. We will not kill him. If there is no room in our hearts for mercy, how may we expect there to be room in his?
I cannot do as you ask, Spirit. I am too old to know mercy. All I see are the faces of my children, my people. I cannot do it.
Is it true, or are you afraid of dying?
Perhaps I have lived too long. This hatred in me is like an ancient, gnarled root. It has consumed my soul. What of you, Spirit? You are bound to the curse just as I am. Do you not fear your end?
You are my maker, Zathrian. You gave me form and consciousness where none existed. I have known pain and love, hope and fear, all the joy that is life. Yet of all things, I desire nothing more than an end. I beg you, Maker, put an end to me. We beg you, show mercy.
Did we do it?
Somehow, through beating him up, we managed to help him see mercy as an option.
I'm just imagining just like us hitting him over and over again, like we're like okay, and just keep continuing.
Like, be merciful,
please stop.
But he does say, like, you know, I'm very old. Maybe I should just give it up, break the curse. Many are like, what?
Excuse
like
me?
This is happening? Did we do it? But we did, and so a cutscene begins, Manny.
Yes, and it's really weird. It's kind of like some magically gooey happens.
Yeah, of course. That's what always happens.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shining. There's a lot of shimmering.
Yeah.
There's a lot of lifting.
And he kind of like disappears along with like, because he's mm-hmm. he dies.
Yeah, he dies. Disappears,
and then everyone, it's like Beauty and the Beast. Yes. Everyone turns a human again.
It's over. She's gone. And we're human. I can scarcely believe it.
I do good work. Time to pay up. Hey, so what are you going to do now?
Yes, well, I should get going.
We'll leave the forest, I suppose. Find other humans, see what's out there for us. It should be quite interesting, don't you think? Thank you. We will never forget you.
Let's sprint away.
Mm. Yay. We did it, guys. Wynn approves. Shell approves. Everyone approves.
Approved.
All right.
This can is you out. Save it?
Of course I can.
Everyone's approved it. Shirley thought of group.
All right.
Is that the name of it?
And this is where I was going to ask my question.
Okay.
So my question was, are those the original werewolves?
So my interpretation was no.
But like, how do they come? Because my idea is that like, if they're not the original werewolves, how do they have these human feet? Like these destined human features and clothing?
Well, I think that they were werewolves that were turned to werewolves after the original werewolves were turned.
Wait, what?
Because there was the original human tribe. Mm-hmm. Those were the original werewolves. And I assume that they spread their curse around. And these are people who are just caught in the crosshairs.
Okay.
That's what I thought. Like, because they referred to the tribe that did that as like a separate entity. Mm-hmm. They were like, there was a human tribe and they did this. They didn't say, like, we did this and now we're remorseful or anything.
Yeah.
So it sounded as if the people that hurt his, killed his son and raped his daughter and all that, I thought that meant they were, like, a different
group. So, like, these are probably just, like, innocent
humans.
Innocent humans.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
And he was just like, no, all humans need to be punished. They're werewolves. They're monsters. They're not, like, they don't have emotions, you know, that kind of thing. But he does agree to help. And so he breaks the curse.
And dies.
Now, we've reached a very happy conclusion, I'd say.
Yes. What would have happened?
Yes, this is my favorite. I love seeing what could have happened. So again, I have opened the Dragon Age wiki, and I put a lot of trust into it.
Yeah, I feel like someone could literally be lying to you, Brandon.
I put a lot of trust into it. It's just so thorough that I just make these assumptions. Mm-hmm. But, there are three possible endings, right?
Yeah.
So there's what we got, which, according to the wiki, is actually not easy to do.
Really?
It says it requires specific conditions and can be easily overlooked. So it seems like we did something good, like on our own.
That's good.
That's pretty cool, right? The other two options were to, of course, either side with the elves or side with the werewolves. So if you side with the elves and Zathrian, you attack the werewolves. And then he uses Witherfang's heart to cure his elves, not the whole thing, but just to cure the people that are sick in his clan.
Yeah.
And he honors the treaties, and the elves will help you, right? Mm-hmm. And then if you side with the werewolves, you attack Zathrian, and the werewolves will help battle the Blight. The elves aren't cured. They remain werewolves, but they will help you.
Damn.
And in our case, the curse is lifted. The werewolves become humans. The elves are cured, Zathrian dies, and the elves are, you know, they're fine.
You know, we did a great thing. We pleased both parties.
Yeah.
Which was, I'm very happy about, because usually sometimes, like, oh, it feels like we're choosing a side. But at this point, like, this mission felt like we're actually trying to help everyone in this situation.
A lot of times there are casualties.
Yeah.
And I guess Zathrian could be considered a casualty, or the Lady of the Forest, but
there was a casualty on each side.
It evens out. But with this being said, we can go back and see how the clan's doing. Sadly, on the way there's actually a random encounter, which is just wild. So we have to deal with that. But eventually, we finally fight our way back to the clan and meet up with Lanaya, Zathrian's apprentice. And now Zathrian's gone. She's got to take on his role.
It is done. The essence of the wolf's heart has banished all traces of cursed blood from the hunters. It is too bad that Zathrian had to die. I felt it when he departed. I think he was ready to go.
I'm sure he was. Okay, bye.
I'm sure he was. He was a hero in the end, Lanaya.
It will be difficult to fill Zathrian's shoes. He was our keeper for many centuries, and he will be sorely missed. But I am keeper now. Let me say it officially, then. I hereby swear to uphold the terms of the ancient contract our people formed with the Grey Wardens.
Yay!
Call, and we shall come, with great speed and purpose. And we shall strike at your foes. This I swear.
And I swear.
Thank you.
It has been a long time since the Dalish marched to war. But I trust that in the end, we shall make a difference for you.
All right.
Yeah, she swears.
Now let's see all these side quests.
Thus ends episode 20 of Enchantment Origins.
That was a crazy episode with the elves and the werewolves and the dawning of the justices.
Yeah, but we managed to facilitate some understanding and get a peaceful resolution out of it.
And we brought justice.
We did bring justice. Lanaya is the new keeper of the Dalish clan we found, and she's so much more calm and welcoming than Zathrian was.
It looks like a promising future for this.
It does.
Clan.
And now we have the elf support and the blight. So we were super successful. There were hiccups, such as Danila, for example.
She's resting. All the gods are helping her, giving her cookies and fine.
Yeah. But now we've recruited another faction to our cause. All that's left is the dwarves.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's what we're doing next.
No, that's not what we're doing next.
No, it's kind of going to be a surprise because I don't remember exactly what we do next.
Yeah, so
it might be some side quest stuff, but I don't entirely remember.
Yeah, so you'll find out next week along with us.
Yeah, and that's also a new day of gameplay, so we're stopping here, and next week we'll be fresh with a new day for them, a new day for us, and we're just going to keep on moving forward. So if you enjoy the show, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at EnchantmentCast. You can email us at enchantmentpodcast@gmail.com. And you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to us. So as always, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Manny.
And this has been Enchantment.
And enjoy the rest of your stay at Disney's Magic Kingdom.